Instagram. You're mindlessly scrolling anyway. Why not check us out? This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, don't say my name, says, I called in sick today because I ate 300 milligrams of gummies last night.
Ooh, wow.
To get to sleep. This is not my story, by the way.
300?
300.
Well, that seems
to
like
you get to sleep?
Seems like you overshot the mark a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up eating 12 tacos, 4 PB&Js, and a quart of some Moose Tracks ice cream.
Oh, that stuff's good.
Yeah, I can't stop essing my brains out now, and that's a problem. But the bigger problem is I'm still high and hungry.
Wow. That's a lot of food, too.
I'm planning on making my own Fluffer Nutter Uncrustables and throwing them in the freezer. Any thoughts on any other good high-end homemade sandwiches?
That Uncrustable, by the way, I had another one the other day because it's still in the fridge. And I think Joe America posted a Facebook picture of the Uncrustable sandwich. Like, the bun is Uncrustables, then there's a burger in between. Have you seen that?
Oh.
No.
It looked really good.
That sounds really
It was
good.
Like a cheeseburger with stuff, all the fixings, but the bun was two Uncrustables. I think the jelly and the peanut butter and that bun wrapped around a burger sounds glorious.
I mean, I've seen them do that with donuts as the bun.
Yeah.
And I've seen burgers with peanut butter and jelly on them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think this would work.
This is Uncrustable as the bun. I think it's doable.
I think the sweet and the savory works there.
Yeah. Even it's with like ketchup, mustard, really putting the whole thing together just sounds amazing.
Looks a little toasted, too.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh, you're looking at it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Krispy Kreme that did the burger? With
They don't make burgers there.
I've seen other restaurants do that.
I've seen other restaurants do the donuts.
Yeah, with the donut as the bun.
But this guy that emailed, I don't think he needs a sandwich. I think he needs a bowl of rice or something.
Yeah. Something to fill him up.
Get his turds right.
Yeah. And you probably need to hydrate a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, if you...
12 were they tacos from Taco
Sounds
Bell?
Like you got a party pack.
Yeah. Yeah, they're small enough. You can wolf down 12.
Oh, yeah.
High, no
Certainly.
Big deal.
Especially if you're high.
Right.
And then 4 peanut butter and jellies on top of that?
Yeah.
Man.
4 PB&Js.
He couldn't stop the munchies, man.
Damn.
300 milligrams?
300.
I can't imagine 300 milligrams.
I love that he works somewhere, too.
It's like peel me off the ceiling high. And you're like, I'll just take this and go to sleep.
Yeah.
What if he thought he called in and he didn't?
Yeah.
I'll put that in his head right now if you're listening. Dude, you think you called in and you didn't.
He keeps calling into work. They're like, we know you're not coming in.
Give Tyler a little perspective here. I think what we ingested in Wichita was probably a little less than that. It was probably 200, 250.
I pray for the people that are around him then.
Yeah.
Wow, then I probably had about 75 to 100 of that.
Oh, yeah, at least.
You had more than I did, yeah. Well, I enjoyed it then. Yeah. Band was great. You know, the cop was following me. It was a shadow, I thought, you know. Don't say who you think that was, puss.
That's not who I think it was. That's how I know it was. I was stone cold sober.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's good weed.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Local restaurant does the burger with the donut bun on occasion. Mm-hmm. I think that was a Jeopardy clue the other day. You're watching the Celebrity Jeopardy. Katie Nolan got bounced out. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, we already spoiled it because he spoiled it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And then Mina Kimes ends up winning it all.
Right.
But Katie was going off about her fiance. They never mentioned Soder by name.
Right.
But they are as Jeopardy geek as I am. Maybe.
Well, with Soder on the... You and Soder geeked out on the phone the other day.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were discussing...
Exactly.
Like past Jeopardy contestants. And,
Puss went and saw Soder. It was a great show, wasn't
it? Yeah, he was on fire, man. Yeah. Saturday night early show.
And he was
I guess he's ready, ready to tape a new special. So he's got the hour... Pretty tight and ready to go.
He is honed and perfected it?
Yeah. He said it'll be on Netflix early next year.
Good. Give us
I'm a few days behind on the podcast, and people are currently listening to a segment on bullying. I know people like to keep... when we take days off, how's that throw off their sequential listening?
They probably don't listen for a couple days.
Like a soap opera. You can't miss each episode.
Yeah, but maybe
it's pretty hard to keep on top of what's going on.
Do they take the day off, though, if they've heard it before?
Don't know. In high school, there was a guy who would hit me with his class ring. I was in the band, Nick.
Yeah.
You could have done this.
Dead tracks.
I could have done this.
And I got fed up with hitting me, so I took my saxophone and swung it like a baseball bat to hit him in the back.
Whoa.
Ooh. Oh, that could be damaging.
Needless to say, he never hit me again. Was the saxophone out of the case? Because that would hurt even more, I think.
If you're swinging like a bat, probably.
Right.
And if you hit him with the bottom of it, you could probably not do a lot of damage to the saxophone. And I wonder what kind of saxophone it was.
Yeah.
Listen, probably alto.
That tenor saxophone or an alto saxophone. You could do more damage with a tenor saxophone.
A baritone?
Yeah.
That'd be tough to swing.
Yeah.
Also, I was in Chicago last week, and getting off the train, the first face I see is Tyler Walsh. I wanted to say something to him, but I didn't. Love the show.
He would have loved to
keep up the Hall of Fame work. Trent in Lincoln.
You'd be like,
Trent. Yeah, Trent, if you're listening, well, you're not listening live, you're listening to the old podcast.
He'll hear it in 3 weeks.
Yeah, when he catches up, because you got to catch out the plot line and where the story goes.
And Tyler Walsh.
You don't want to be lost.
In Omaha with Derek Stroop.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks. First weekend of June. I don't know if he's going to be here early enough to come hang with us, but I have extended the offer.
So who did Joey Chestnut beat up?
Some dude in a bar, apparently.
I would think Joey Chestnut gets challenged, not for fights, but for food. Hey, dude, I bet you I could eat that, you know, from dumbasses in bars. But why is he beating up somebody in a bar?
Yeah, it's a very fine question.
Yeah.
I think he was drunk. And
is that a bar?
And he just, like, somebody came in for a handshake, and I don't know, the guy
made fun of his Ferengi teeth.
Yeah, I don't know, but they said the guy, like, he came in for the
punch you.
He came in for the handshake, and Joey Jugger just, like, grabbed his hand, pulled him in, and open hand smacked him upside the head.
He got arrested for that?
Yeah, that's assault.
That's assault.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Is he facing time?
He was found guilty. What is it going to be? I think it was some probation. Yeah, we'll be on probation.
Hopefully he's out
by the time OTAs start.
4th of July,
the OTAs start for the
hot dog eating, right?
Yeah.
Well, as long as he doesn't smoke any weed while he's on probation, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
What if he has to go to jail, he'd be like, what's for lunch? You have 40 hot dogs? Like, no.
They're killing 4 more people down south this week in the death sentence. What do you think his last meal would be if he murdered somebody in a bar?
I need 80 hot dogs and a bucket of water.
I would think that would be the last thing you would want.
Yeah.
What do I not want? Hot dogs. Please.
Plus, you'd want to be slower because if you eat faster, they're going to kill you quicker. I'll have 80 hot dogs and a bucket of water. A scorned ex-mistress of an older New Jersey doctor allegedly sent naked photos of the physician to his wife, threatening to send explicit photos to his college-age sons because he broke up with her. Dr. Michael, I can't pronounce his last name. It's an Indian name. 57, a prominent I can't pronounce that.
Gastroenterologist.
You nailed it, Todd. At a Hackensack Meridian Health, alleged the suit. He's been targeted relentlessly by the extramarital affair with a 29-year-old software consultant. He's 57. She's 29. I see nothing wrong with that.
Except he was banging
somebody on the side. Yeah, he looks like an average dude, but he's also probably got a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you're a gastroenterologist, you're probably making decent money.
Yeah. She was upset for breaking up with her, and she had naked recordings of the doctor to his family and hand out flyers to everyone he knows. She went overboard. Then she called him out on LinkedIn, and, you know, professionals are on LinkedIn. Nick's probably on LinkedIn now.
I've tried.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like you need some sort of crazy security.
I don't get it either. I think I've signed up, but I've never looked at it. You know,
Hackensack.
Maybe I'll just use yours.
Heart attack. That's from that song, isn't it? Who needs a house out in Hackensack?
Is that all you get for your money?
Yeah.
What's this guy's name?
Here, I got it.
Can you spell it?
Yeah, I can. I can do that for you. Dr. Michael, M-I-C-H-E-L, and his last name is Kalaya, K-A-H-A-L-E-H.
Kahalea. Kahale. Kahale.
Kahale. He looks like he's Indian. Yeah. But apparently she did send one photo of him. I guess undeniable video of him banging her.
I want to. There's not a picture of the mistress on here.
Yeah, I want to see the mistress too.
Why are you making digital evidence of your side piece?
Because at the time, he's just, no, she's probably making them.
Yeah, but he's aware.
I know.
Hey, put the camera away. I'm doing this on the side. This ain't cool. I don't want evidence. Like, that's just dumb.
He goes, her treatment of me has dealt a severe blow to my personal sense of dignity, my career. And she's reached out to members of medical practice. She's just a crazy bitch. She's a woman scorned, man.
I don't think she understands what being a mistress is. She said, you first cheated on your wife with me, and then you cheated on me with your wife.
What? Oh, no, that's not how that works.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, she missed mistressing 101.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you going back to your wife tonight?
Plus, he was saying he was done with his wife.
This guy's like an award winner. If you Google his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's on the New York Post. She's just going.
Yeah, because
she's going just crazy on him.
He is a prominent gastroenterologist.
But they
got to
show her. She's the criminal here, so show her. I mean, they show random photos of all kinds of innocent people in the New York Post.
Well, they may not have photos of her.
Yeah. Well, it has her name.
Right. They have her name.
Did you check out her Facebook post?
Ellen Ma.
Did you find the dude's exposed genitals?
No.
Because apparently they're out there.
Yeah.
She's got a collection of them.
If you send the dink pic, don't put your face in it.
Oh, no. So if I'm reading this correctly, this says the alleged harassment and legal battle follow a relationship that blew up when Ma discovered that he was married around Valentine's Day last year. It sounds like she didn't know she was the side piece.
Well, he was saying,
that's a problem.
This guy was asking for it.
Took his ring off.
Yeah. Sounds like she was not aware that he was married. And then when she found out, she went a little nuts.
He did file for divorce, then he pulled the divorce, so maybe they made up. No, honey, I'll break up with my mistress if you stay with me.
Well, he found out the mistress was a crazy bitch, and he didn't want to lose both of them.
Right.
But she wants money now, right?
No, she's the one up on charges.
Okay.
For harassment.
Oh, and he's suing her.
Yeah. She was arrested last month on charges of stalking, harassment, two counts of aggravated harassment.
No matter what he did, an affair is not illegal when it comes to all the stuff she's doing to him is illegal.
Right.
Right.
Unlawful disclosure of intimate images in connection with the accusations.
Yeah. We need to see her.
I had to find a picture of her.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure she's hot. He didn't blow his whole life up for a... Yeah.
She's very hot.
An Uggie. What?
She's an Uggie.
Treatment of me.
I was going to say something worse, actually.
I know you were. That's the thing. I know that was like the fifth thing on the list that you passed over others to get to.
Yeah, it's Monday to me. Yeah.
Is it a marine animal?
Again, I would pass along Ron White's advice.
What is it, Todd?
If you only bang your wife, you won't get caught.
You won't get caught, right. You can't get caught if you only he's just effing that.
Yeah.
Bang your wife, right?
I mean, it's not untrue.
No. You got it, Nick?
Yeah, I emailed it to you guys.
Oh, you're sending me a pic? Okay, all right.
I think that's her.
All right. Let's see if she's worth a lawsuit. Oh, yeah, she's hot. Yeah. Little Asian thing, right?
Oh, yeah. You throw your life away for that.
And he did.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know his wife's a 57-year-old Indian lady and doesn't look like this.
No, I think he has a type. His wife's name is Quan Lee.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Now nobody's banging him and he has to spend his days perforating colons.
His callback.
He'll get his revenge.
Oh, yeah. She looks like she's cute as hell. Thank you for finding that, Nick. X side piece, it says. What page is this? I love that. X side piece. Unique take on sports and entertainment.
BlackSportsOnline.com.
Yeah. X side piece. That's why. Sends his nudes to his wife, Quan Lee, after dumping her. We're scaring some guy right now driving into work.
Rightfully so.
Who's currently in some sort of thing and got all kinds of naked stuff out there of himself. You know.
Be careful.
Yeah, if you said the dink pic, don't put your face in it.
Well, there's somebody today, somebody's going to call somebody and their life's blown up.
Yep.
Yeah.
One text,
the spoon
email.
Drops into the Fruit Loops.
It's a bad day, especially for the guy getting cheated on. All right. Or the woman getting cheated on, for that matter. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.